Do this in remembrance of me. Reflection for the Mass of the Lord's Supper, April 17, 2025. Do this in remembrance of me. This means that the events of the Eucharist, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday are not simple recollections, but an invitation to enter more fully into the divine actions of Christ. Memory is an amazing faculty. Memory allows us to time travel, making the past into the present. Memory invokes all kinds of wonderful feelings. Memory can even bring the dead back to life, at least in our minds. But there is a special type of memory that we engage in when we go to Mass. When we talk about the remembrance at Mass, we do not mean memory like remembering what we had for dinner the night before. The type of remembrance we mean is anamnesis. In an article written by David Ramsey, published in Religion and Literature, we read some interesting observations about the word anamnesis and about the words from the second reading today by St. Paul. Ramsey points out that when St. Paul says, "Do this in remembrance of me," he is not simply referring to memory as a function of the brain. There is something much deeper. Let's consider each part. The verb do in Greek is poieo. When used in connection with human activity, the verb poieo is the sense of making, manufacturing, or producing something. A quote from David Ramsey, page 83. The result is that this is not to be a passive function of the intellect, but rather an active entering into something much greater. What St. Paul reminds us of are the words of Jesus, "Do this in remembrance of me." This word remembrance is the word anamnesis. Anamnesis is, to quote Ramsey, an event or experience of the past that is brought actually and effectively into the present. So the anamnesis at Mass is not simply a recollection of the past, but an entering into an event in the present. So rather than the Reformation objection that calling Mass a sacrifice meant killing Jesus over and over again, the Mass is a time where we are entering in an engaging way into the one sacrifice of Christ. The once-for-all sacrifice is made present again. This is what it is meant to do when we are told by Jesus to do this in remembrance of me. But there is more. What we are engaging in is the divine liturgy in heaven. What is meant by anamnesis, quote, is that the action of an earthly church in the Eucharist only manifests within time the eternal act of Christ as the heavenly high priest at the altar before the throne of God, perpetually pleading his accomplished and effectual sacrifice. Page 83. This is sometimes expressed in the phrase that Mass is the meeting of heaven and earth. This is made more clear in the sense of the theology of the Eastern Church, where there is a clear iconostasis, or wall, that represents the division of heaven and earth. There are words and actions not visible to the faithful, because the cleric, acting in the person of Christ, is standing before the Father in heaven. And so what we celebrate tonight is our entrance into heaven here on earth. And to actually be able to enter, the gospel reminds us that at the heart of the heavenly and earthly encounter is the absolute recognition of the inherent human dignity every human being shares. The washing of the feet, then, is an action for the leaders of the church. The leadership Jesus envisions in his church is one of service. We are not to lord over our leadership with brutal authority, but to show forth in our actions, attitudes, and beliefs the need to serve. This is the sense the Jewish people have when they celebrate the Passover. Mass is not simply saying the right words. It is entering into, over and over again throughout the Mass, into a series of actions. Not only do we hear words of text when the readings are proclaimed, God's word is made real to us again. The actions of Jesus, particularly at the Last Supper, stand outside of time. The death of Jesus on the cross stands outside of time. And Mass is when we enter into these events that stand outside of time in eternity. As we begin the Easter Triduum, we are reminded that the gift of Jesus in the Eucharist and the death of Jesus on the cross for our sins, these events are eternal, and we participate in these eternal events. This is because of the ultimate event of the Easter Triduum, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so tonight, take advantage of the invitation of Jesus to enter more fully into the Eucharist. Hear the readings and realize these are heavenly words of God. Receive the Eucharist not as a small event in the present, but as an invitation to enter into the heavenly banquet. Spend some time in the presence of Jesus after the Mass of the Lord's Supper, an extension of the Mass itself. This eternal recognition prepares us for more eternal recognition. For the Triduum, while celebrated over 3 days, in ways that seem like 3 separate events, is not that at all. It is one event, one continuous event, and it is so because the entry into the divine is hard to contain, in fact impossible to contain, here on earth.